BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We get asked for help from our listener Charles, where it's more Chris's thing really than mine. Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman from Pointless play an epic innuendo bingo game, and there's a slight upset on today's bangers.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Scott Mills, 1.
Oh, Chris.
What's up?
Something terrible's happened. I might as well say it, because otherwise it's just going to be like the elephant in the room for the rest of the show with the whole team.
That sounds weird. So, what?
I've totally split my trousers.
Have you?
Yes.
Front or back?
And I keep trying to hide it. Back. But it's full pant on show.
Oh, no, what's happened? This is like
some
rubbish.
I'm not even
rubbish.
Sure. I think I may have made a poor choice of boxers today, too.
Oh, is it got like love hearts on or something?
No, it's not that bad.
So it sounds like a rubbish cartoon. This. What happened? Did you bend over?
I don't know what's happened, but it's really... Oh my God, it's really bad. Just below the pocket there.
You've made a good move by talking about it though, because I think if you talk about something openly like this, then it stops people gossiping.
The thing is, I don't know if you've noticed, but all of you, for the last half hour in here, I have tried to be in like sachet, but right next to you without actually you seeing me from behind.
Yeah.
So I've just been kind of like sideways walking.
Well, you have, which works to a point if your back's up against the wall. But the problem is there's a big wall here in the studio, which is glass.
Yeah.
So you may have backs against the wall to us, but anyone who walks through the live lounge is seeing your left or right cheek.
Okay, so can we take a little vote in here, please? What would you rather? Would you rather I carried on wearing these and you might get a glimpse, and I do apologise, everybody. Or would you rather I just put my gym shorts on?
I'm gutted you bought gym shorts, because what I was going to offer you was a wild card option, which you could gamble with now.
I'm not doing it in my vest and pants.
And
no.
But we can go for one of the items below my desk.
What have you got?
Well, do you remember there's those little red shorts that we don't know where they appear?
I'm not wearing those.
We sort of inherited them.
Someone's like, lay off those carbs.
where does the little red shorts come from?
I don't know. They're not mine. Anyway, that'll be... Oh, no, and we've got Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman in as well.
And they'll be dressed smart, because they always are.
Today we are joined by the boys from Pointless at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo, and there'll be plenty of this.
You have to identify the one you think the fewest of our 100 people knew. There are five pictures of tits and finches.
1:45 today, the cameras will be on. Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman off of Pointless. Let's ask the listeners, actually, what would you rather have? Would you rather have me in the ripped trousers or the gym shorts? Let us know.
Wow-y.
Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You haven't been on Radio 1 long enough by now to know what the answer would be to that question from the listeners, wouldn't you, really? Get in the red shorts. No, that's not happening.
The little red shorts are the wild card option that I'm offering up here.
They're very little.
Yeah.
They're like ones that Joey Essex would wear little.
But that's what I'm saying. Everyone's glossing over it. I don't know how we've come by these shorts, because they're not mine, they're not yours. They're under my desk, so something's gone down.
They must have been a previous guest. Red shorts behind?
So someone's been on Innuendo Bingo and dropped the red short. I don't know who they would belong to. Anyway, look, it's probably not worth investigating.
I've got some ideas.
Do you?
Rylan.
Could be Rylan's.
Rylan
yeah.
would wear short shorts.
Yeah.
Ollie Locke.
Fine.
100%.
I'm going to go through old videos and track them down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman are in the Radio 1 toilets getting changed.
Are they just warming up, are they?
Some of the greats have been in those loos, you know, over the years.
Now's the time, if you work in this building, to go to the toilet, isn't it?
Richard Osman's in the loos, everyone. Sorry, we shouldn't do that. But they are getting changed. We're about to witness the wetness, as Richard's just put on his own Twitter. Innuendo Bingo is coming.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm always a bit worried when we're in the presence of the Pointless guys, because...
Why, because too intelligent?
Well, yeah, there is that. Slightly intimidating. But also, do you remember that time when we actually went on Pointless and we did well for one question?
We did so well.
And you absolutely lost your mind. Yes, yes, yes!
I didn't do that. It was a rubbish impression of me. But yeah, we got a Pointless answer. So we celebrated hard. In fact, I celebrated hard and you just looked embarrassed.
Yeah.
But
they do repeat it sometimes.
It was the passion. If you do these games, you should really, really get involved. Oh, we've got the reaction here if you want
to
relive it. Yeah.
Oh, yes, here it is. Chris gets a Pointless answer.
He's right here.
£50 today. Jackpot takes us up to £2,000.
Oh my word. I forgot quite how extreme it was.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And welcome back to the show, Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman.
Oh,
hello.
So nice lovely to be back.
So nice to see you.
It's so inadvisable to be back.
I know. When I saw you on the... we have a show planner, actually. And when I saw that you guys were coming back, I was like, really? This must be some kind of mistake. I can't believe they've agreed to do Inuit Bingo again. Yeah. But then someone placed me... this book in my hands, and I was
that?
Like,
what is that?
What is it?
It's a book. It does look good, doesn't it? It's called A Pointless History of the World, and it's from the hosts of the hit BBC quiz show, Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman.
Oh, them.
That's nice.
Yeah. Are you both happy with the pictures on the front of the book?
I think the Richard one looks very like Richard.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Zander looks a little bit like Wayne Rooney, I think.
they're drawn, obviously. Who drew
those? Yeah, I drew them.
You drew those?
Yeah. I didn't draw. I don't know.
I don't know.
What do we find out in this book? Because obviously we all watch Pointless, and you do gain a lot of knowledge from that. But this is like extra helpings of the knowledge. Is
a
it?
Lot of extra helpings. We've directed the knowledge towards history in this case, because we discover that people come on Pointless, and they don't always excel in the field of history.
No.
So we've done literally the entire history of the world from the Big Bang up to literally this very second. It's all in there in 50 easily digestible chunks. Yeah. If you have that in the toilet, if you go to the toilet 50 times, you will literally know everything there you're ever going to need to know.
Yeah. You'll bring more out of the toilet than you. No,
I know where you're going. Okay. The thing is, it doesn't take much delving in, and suddenly, what I think I like about this book is it gets you thinking about things in a different way. So, yes. For example, there's a whole section on things that are called great. But aren't necessarily great, like the Great Depression, Fire of London, Great Western Railway, that kind of thing.
See, in Great British Bake Off, I wrote about that before. Obviously, it's terrible news.
The mess that we're in now.
And
aren't we in a mess?
Oh, it's Bake Off exit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Are you two throwing hats in the ring for the Bake Off thing, or would you do a Paul Hollywood, or what? Yeah. What's going on?
My buns are exceptional, certainly.
We are selling Pointless to Babe Station. That's our big plan.
Is that still on?
They want to revive it, and we're their first weapon.
That was a trick question there, Rich. I was just checking. I also like that we have chapters about did aliens ever visit us?
Yes.
And that obviously
there is a chapter, not yes, they did visit us.
Yeah. The fall of the Roman Empire. And then finally, Bruce Forsyth to finish it all off. Why is he on?
Well, just because it's about history. So we tried to see as many ancient things as we possibly could. Yeah. But honestly, it's so... because all that stuff we're supposed to know, like Spanish Armada and Great Fire of London and those things, but we don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
So this is like, literally, you could read this, you will be able to...
You're across it all.
Any pub quiz in the history of the world. But also, there's loads of questions in there from the show.
I've just had an idea. Mm. It'd be a brilliant... Christmas present.
Oh my goodness, I haven't thought of that.
You've gone a bit early for Christmas, haven't you?
Well, no, they haven't, you see. It's a great idea because winter is coming, and you know what happens at winter? Yeah. Christmas.
Is that how it works?
It does.
Yeah. Is it that time then? With Christmas ahead?
Oh,
is there going
to
be a lot of
this is going to be next to the till. You'll be like, I'll have that. Crazy. Yes, I'll have a bit of that.
But all the answers are in the back, so if you do buy it for a Christmas present, which I hadn't thought, but is a good idea, make sure you look at the answers first before you wrap it up.
Okay.
And then you can look clever at Christmas.
Very good.
Best time to look clever.
Now, don't be earning all the monies off this book and then quitting the TV show, like some people would.
We're never going to quit.
Never.
Until people quit us.
We need to do that again, though, because we had a great time. Some would say we took it a tad serious.
What? Being on Pointless.
Being on Pointless.
Yeah, I think I've been on about four times now. I love it. I really enjoy it.
But people, you know, you didn't take it. Some people take it so seriously. Whenever we have sports people, it is unbelievable.
Really?
And then we did newscasters this weekend. We had Piers Morgan and Susanna Reid and various other people. Oh, my goodness. That was
competitive.
It was carnage.
Really?
It was unbelievable.
Oh, we just had a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, was it difficult for you guys?
Chris was
Morgan.
Quite competitive.
Yes, he was. We just played that out, actually, the moment.
To be fair, he was.
Rich, I've got your favourite now, Fetty Wap, and then we're going to put you in place for today's Inuit Bingo Pointless Special. Let's do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman from Pointless Innuendo Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Can't believe the lads are back on, but they are. Are you ready over there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been readier.
Never been readier?
Good.
You can watch now. You can watch this live on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer. Just go to the Radio 1 website. Or if you can't watch now, we'll get a little video for you later. Okay, here we go, lads. Let's make it a good one, because until you've got another book coming out, you probably won't come back. We're just being honest. Yeah. Okay, water, please. First, we're going over to Food Unwrapped on Channel 4. And here's presenter Jimmy Doherty trying something different and, I would say, more exotic than he's used to on the beautiful island of Mauritius. Got to admit, this does sound lovely.
So if I take some of the skin off... Wow. This is so addictive. I could sit here sucking on cane all day long.
Sugar cane there, of course. Mm. Addictive. Mm.
I could sit here sucking on cane all day long.
OK, good. little bit of water there, not too much for everybody.
Yeah, that's a nice...
It was a nice little ease in, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Ease in.
No. Now we're going to the Paralympics. You know, there's just so many sports in both the Paralympics and Olympic Games that sometimes some stuff just passes you by. But I think I would have remembered a performance like this.
I think what I was most impressed with in that race was actually Carrie. I love that she saw Alexa coming and she snuck on to her and she read that race right. And even on the back straight, she was trying to pull out and come on her.
Oh. Oh, come on.
Oh, I enjoy it when it's two against one.
That just got innuendo-er and innuendo-er. Yeah.
And even on the back straight, she was trying to pull out and come on her.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. These onesie trousers, Scott, don't work for me.
They're not working, are they?
The water just goes right through.
Oh, do you want some more water?
I'm going to water up.
I feel that we could put more water in our mouths, guys.
Oh, do you?
Jeez, everyone's a critic, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Okay, now a little blast from the past here. Mm. It's still on TV. Murder, She Wrote... on ITV4, still on.
Is there more episodes of Murder, She Wrote or Pointless?
Pointless.
Pointless.
Are there?
Yeah. Higher production values on Pointless,
yes.
Obviously.
Mm. Now, the show's obviously been repeated for so many years now. Most of the episodes were made in the 80s, but I think today's modern crime fighters could learn a thing or two from how they did it back then.
So... Jessica, you did real well.
Sure, you solved the murder, sure, but nothing beats that warm all-over feeling you get from nailing another man, right?
Classic bit of 80s innuendo there.
But nothing beats that warm all-over feeling you get from nailing another man, right?
Jessica Fletcher. Now, let's go to BBC One. And what a hero, Steve Backshaw and his Deadly 60. Now, Steve's wildlife documentaries are incredible to watch. He always makes you feel really close to the action. I mean, listen to the lengths he'll go to. This is dedication to the cause.
We always want to try and bring you with us wherever we go. Now, obviously, with a camera that's that size, it isn't always so easy. But luckily, modern cameras are so small, so rugged, so tough, that they can be fixed pretty much anywhere. Onto a plane, a train, a bike, a kayak, even onto my helmet.
I saw that episode.
Did you?
I saw that episode.
Even on there. All access.
Even onto my helmet.
So good.
Zahnegger,
full on there. Are you okay? Oh, you did.
Yeah, I'm good. Yes, I'm good.
Came off worse there, definitely. Okay.
You're getting a lot of crotch shots, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'll aim up.
No, I mean you are.
Oh, me receiving.
Yeah.
Now let's go back to the Paralympics on Channel 4. I've got to be honest, I've not been that interested in Team GB cycling before until I heard that this is someone's actual job.
There is no such thing as an individual sport anymore in British sport, and that's why we are doing so well at swimming, we're doing so well at cycling, because every team is a team sport, whether it's the person on the bike or it's the person who oils the cogs.
Who knew?
That's a good one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, that's the best one. Now,
Alexander, Richard, is Pointless on all over the world? Have they sold it around the world?
It's on in about 20 different places. It's weird. It doesn't sell as well as some shows that we do, because people go, oh, it's got all these viewers, it's a big hit, so let's watch it. Then the foreigners watch it, they go,
What on earth was that?
Right,
it's so British. It's so stupid.
Right.
And British. That
it doesn't always translate.
Yeah, they go, why is this not flashier? Why is this not kind of like got more flashing lights?
But do they try to find other versions of you two?
Yeah.
They have.
Oh, no way.
French version of you. The French version of you.
Oh, we need to see
she
this.
She was lovely.
The Croatian version of me is exactly like me. Yeah. And the Croatian version of Xander is essentially a blonde.
It's just like me, but
20s.
A girl. Yeah.
Is this freely available to watch on the internet?
I bet.
Yeah, just put Croatian blonde woman 20s in Google.
Got
and
you.
It should show up.
I like that it's a lady in Croatia.
Yes, I like that. I think perhaps we should try that over here.
Indeed.
I keep talking to Sue Barker, but no luck.
Nothing. Well, anyway, just like MasterChef, it's been sold around the world. Now, I do like the British version of MasterChef, but slightly more keen to see the version that goes out in Sweden.
För en nyhetssäsong av Sveriges Mästerkock.
Swedish version there.
Mästerkock.
Water, please.
Oh, Lord. Someone send that in.
What?
Someone's watching Swedish MasterChef.
On TV4 Sweden.
Wow.
Mästerkock.
Water, please.
How did we get hold of that?
How did you get hold of Mästerkock?
Now, we're going over to Pointless on BBC One. Now, Richard, you're a big fan of football, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I've got my facts straight, it's Fulham you support, the Cottagers.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
What?
Thank you. That's definitely one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know anything about football, but this sounds like quite the technique from Naeem here.
Terrific answer, Jim. Very well played. Zaragoza, the home of Real Zaragoza. Never won La Liga. They famously in 1995 beat Arsenal in the final of the Cup Winners' Cup when Naeem lobbed Seaman from the halfway line.
Honestly, what am I like?
What are you like?
That was kept in.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And finally...
that was kept in,
yeah. How does that get past any censor?
You just discovered that now. That stayed in, did it?
They can't watch all the episodes they've done.
No, that's true.
God, they have to do them as well as watching them would take up far too much of life. Finally, let's go over to Flog It on BBC Two. And one of our favourite clips from this week. Here they are. Inspecting a beautifully ornate silver bowl. As I said at the time, if I was a designer, I probably would just put my initials on the bottom as well, not my full name.
Everybody wants it. We look over and we've got the marks there. We've got a 90 mark, which just means it's 900 standard silver. And we've got two initials. We've got, it's not HM, it's WH. This is a Cantonese maker called Wang Hing.
And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osmond, absolute legends. Thank you, boys, for coming in today. Thanks so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got this email at midnight 54 to the Scott Mills BBC inbox from Daniel Chester from Durham. He says, I'm listening to this podcast from yesterday at this daft time when I'm up in 4 hours, and you have to disclose this ex of yours that you mentioned on the show yesterday, who you said we would have heard of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd almost forgotten about this. In fact, we've had loads of messages from people saying, you know, what's the deal there? Who was it?
I'm never going to tell you.
Did we give any clues? I can't remember if we did.
No. We just said it's someone you might know. It was just an off-the-cuff comment from...
yeah, it was about
real or no real.
Yeah, dangerous dating people at work.
Yeah.
Because then they become exes often.
Yeah.
And awkward.
Yeah, really awkward. Everyone was saying, well, that's what happened to Chappers. He didn't really go to the toilet and not come back.
No, it wasn't
no, we
him.
Didn't.
That
we,
narrows it down, though. You want to be careful
not,
who you rule out.
I did not have anything to do with... I didn't do that.
You didn't have relations
with that
him.
Woman.
No.
Oh. Also, Daniel, sent another email going, I'm now typing it into Google. Please put it out of your misery. Daniel, please get on with your life. I'm not going to say anything.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, it's easy to feel really smug, isn't it, when you're 2-1 up?
Well, it must
I know how you feel so many times now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must be a very unfamiliar feeling for you.
I'm really enjoying
this
it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hello, you're on. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
Not a lot, really. Just stopped for a minute, just so I could have a quick chat.
Okay, what have I caught you in the middle of?
I drive heavy plants.
You sound a bit muffled, like you're wearing a balaclava or something. What are you up to?
Well, I'm not stealing anything. No, I'm not. I'm just sat in the machine at the moment, not doing anything. Just I've been told to pull over and stop. Sorry if I sound muffled.
So you know that the signs that I see sometimes when I'm driving, it says heavy plant crossing, which always makes me lol. That's you. That's you. That's driving the heavy plant, is it?
Well, one of me. I don't do much crossing roads though. I mean, one big site.
Always makes me laugh, Chris. Heavy plant
heavy
crossing.
Heavy plant crossing.
Heavy plant crossing. Heavy plant gets good in it, yeah. Okay, so where are you off to next?
What, pardon?
Where are you off to next?
Nowhere, I'm just in St. Austell at the moment. I'm going to be here all day.
Oh, down in Cornwall, is it?
Down in Cornwall.
Who do you normally pick on bangers?
Oh, I usually pick Chris.
Yeah, of course you do. Okay.
Ben, massive, massive decision from you today. Scott is 2-1 up. If he wins today, he wins the week.
You're first.
You can make this a draw and take it to deadlock tomorrow. Ben, this is huge. Okay?
Let's go for it.
Right,
how
this
much
is...
How much are you willing to pay me, Chris?
Well, I won't pay you anything.
There's no payment.
But I will pay you in massive respect if you choose this, which is your choice from me today. I've gone for the more emo route on this one,
Matt
Scott.
Cardle.
Playing to people's heartstrings. Don't you dare say that.
Oh, I love this. X Factor winner, wasn't
Matt
it?
Cardle?
No, it's
Matt
not
Cardle.
No, it's not.
It's Matt Cardle.
You don't deserve to win just for that comment. You don't deserve it.
Reminds me of Christmas.
Don't put my mic up. Unbelievable.
Okay, so you can have Matt Cardle or you can have Skrillex. No one can hear you. Skrillex, breaking a sweat.
This is a disaster. I've chosen this one before. You're copying me. I have chosen this one. Don't anyone look
Shut
at me
up.
Like I haven't. I've chosen.
Okay, bye. Yes?
Yeah.
No, they can't hear you.
They can't hear me?
No, they can hear you. They can't hear him. I've turned him off.
Oh, right, good. That's the best thing to do at the moment. Come
around your side. No. I'll turn this both off if you come round here.
Right, it's Biffy Clyro.
Go on, make a decision.
Sorry, Matt Cardle.
It's up to you.
It's Matt Cardle.
He's running around like a little mouse. He doesn't know what to do.
Well, it's a shame it's the Matt Cardle one, but...
It's not.
Oh,
it's
don't,
not.
Ben, don't fall for his lies.
It's not Matt Cardle, it's Biffy Clyro.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Okay,
just
well...
having a lol.
I don't know. Oh, goodness. You put me on the spot now.
Ben, it's two very different songs. I will say this. You pick Biffy today. You take it to deadlock tomorrow. It makes the week very exciting. Do a Louis Walsh. Come on. You know you want to.
Biffy. Oh, it's a tough one.
Don't let him
I'm going to have to go with Scott. I'm
yes!
Gonna have to go with Scott.
Thank you. Thank you. Dubstep.
Where's my echo? Where's my blooming echo?
Junior the Trucker. Chris, man, what are you doing? It's Thursday, nearly the weekend. A simple banger would have taken it to deadlock.
No.
Bad choice.
Yeah, I just got me a dubstep album from four years ago.
There's something very suspicious going on there. Badman Rhythm yesterday.
Oh. No, it's
and
been
Skrillex.
My
that
who
one.
Button is broken. Sorry, I'm not. I am listening to you, rather.
It sounds like you're not.
I find that, in retrospect, I feel that it was a little underhand of me, and I'm sorry.
Someone texted in earlier. I can't remember who to credit for this text, so apologies. But suggested that perhaps you are seeing someone on the music team here at Radio One.
No, don't start that rumor.
And perhaps that is why. You're choosing these bangers. Because for me, it feels like we've almost swapped lanes and you're now overtaking me.
Yeah. You're on the ropes.
I went for a more sort of emotional, melty moment there.
I'm sorry.
And you destroyed me.
As if I would start seeing someone from the music team just to win bangers. Anyway, more tomorrow. The Scott Mills Daily. What are we saying about that then? Galantis, Love on Me. Anything with a whoa crowd noise is good for me.
Quite a lot of people saying it is a good waltzer song. A few other rides, though. Chrisman Blythe rates it, but says Hook or Duck.
Yeah, could be.
I think that's harsh myself. Mm. I think it's more than Hook or Duck. I don't think it's full waltzer. I think it's like...
Teacups.
No, it's not teacups. What's that wall that you sort of stick to as you spin round?
Can't remember.
Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah, I do. What's it called, though?
And like, everyone's bags go flying.
Julia in New York says, waltzers with customary vom, definitely.
Yeah.
A few people saying teacups.
Ollie in Litchfield has the potential to be a bit of a sausage.
Banger.
Maybe a grower, that one.
At a push, it makes me feel like I'm going to ride the 20p Postman Pat ride in Huddersfield Market Hall, that says Graham.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Probably mentioned this before, but I do like getting your emails. Send them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I mean, just don't send it if you've got nothing to say, obviously, because that's pointless. But if there is something you want to share, maybe like a story, or you want some help with something, we're here.
Help with something is a good thing to say as well, because I think sometimes people think that we just want their stories, you know, about their life and their relationships and dramas and stuff like that.
No.
Whereas actually, you know, you're a very resourceful man.
Thank you.
People should get in touch if they need something or want something.
I can help.
You're very well connected.
I can help you.
And you have all the money.
No, I don't, but I can help you. Someone that's got in touch for help is Charles. Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Yeah, not too bad.
All right.
How are you guys? You all right?
You're all right, thanks. Yeah. So I got your email.
Yeah, you seem that I need a bit of help.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
Well, basically, maybe it's not something for you, Scott, no offence or anything, but it's probably more down Chris's alley.
Okay, well, I'll opt out then, bye.
Well, you're more than welcome to come along.
Oh, can I stay for the conversation?
Well, what's the difference between me and Scott then? What are we dealing with here? Football? Girls? What? Oh.
Chris, you hit the nail on the head there. Football.
Oh, football.
Oh, good. I'll sit this one out then.
But, and after hearing the alternative commentary in the Euros, I think it's best if we just stick with Chris on this one.
You see, I think that's harsh because, Scott, you really got into it.
I did.
And, you know, 90 minutes is a long time. Do you know what's even longer? When there's extra time, which we had to deal with.
Yeah.
But Scott was fully with it, sort of, the whole way through.
I really enjoyed it.
I don't think you can say Scott wasn't invested in the alternative commentary.
No, he was definitely invested. And actually, now I think of it, I might need Scott's help as well. You know, how are you with buffets, Scott?
Oh, I'm good at a buffet, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're talking. I'm back in the room.
Sort it then. Bring him along.
Okay, yeah, well, what do you need?
Basically, Chris, I'm having a Wiz Khalifa tournament.
Are you?
Yeah.
The football game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Khalifa.
Is there there's a new one out, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know...
How did you know that?
I know.
You did know that, actually, because what you did is you preempted me taking a day off on the day it came out, so then I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Even though I'd put the groundwork in saying I wasn't feeling too well for 2 days before that.
Mm. I rumbled you. So when's the FIFA tournament?
The FIFA tournament is Friday the 14th of October. In the evening after everyone finishes work.
Okay, so a week Friday.
Yeah, that's it. And basically, it's, you know, each year we hold this tournament, but every year it's missing something. So this year we've gone full out. We've got press conferences going on.
Oh, so
we've
good.
Got people dressing up as managers. We've even got a draw for the teams as well, all four star teams, of course, which means Watford are included as well, Chris.
Right. I was going to ask how you're doing it. You're going by four star teams. It's not just you know, press square and randomise kind of thing.
No, because I stand a better chance of winning then.
Yeah. let me just fill in Scott with exactly what's going on here, Scott. So what they're doing is they're doing it's a FIFA tournament, so they'll make a real evening of it.
Like, it's like a party.
A party for Eurovision.
Sure.
And then they're all going to play against each other, but they're taking it really seriously with all the, you know, like press conferences that you have after a game.
Right.
So they're clearly really excited about it. It must be a massive deal to them. Get it?
Definitely.
Got it, yeah. So what do you need? What's missing?
Well, you said a buffet.
Well, I can do buffet fine.
Sorted. We're done with the buffet.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Get that in. Tick the box.
You're seriously going to sort them a buffet for their Wiz Khalifa tournament?
I can do.
That's so good of you. That's
what would you like? Some nice sandwiches?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I'm really good at nice sandwiches.
Are you? This isn't an on-air thing. I won't let you get away with this being an on-air thing. Are you seriously sorting them a buffet?
I will fund some nice
so
sandwiches
good.
For them.
Oh, that's...
I want to feel part of this
yeah,
too.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Nice one.
So is
nice
that job
one.
Done for you?
No.
All right, okay. Well, I'll just offer you some nice sandwiches.
So buffet aside, like, what can we help with?
Well, you've probably seen it. Every good event needs a massive opening ceremony. So what I'd really like you to do, Chris, is sort something out for that, you know?
Well, a bit like the Olympics or something?
Definitely like the Olympics, but bigger.
Okay, fine.
You could find Tim Berners-Lee off of the internet again.
We can.
Remember when they wheeled him out at 2012? Oh!
You'd think for the guy who created the internet, it'd be easier to get hold of. Didn't we try tweeting Tim Berners-Lee and got nothing back?
Nothing.
So you want a kind of like opening to the tournament, and you think I'm worthy of it? I mean, it would be an honour to do something for that.
Well, all the guys know you. We're all big fans, so you know, anything you can do to help out, Chris, would be great.
Yeah,
I think what you need, Charles, is a bit of a sprinkle of celebrity.
Yeah, who you got?
Well, this is Radio 1, right? We have massive stars coming in, day out, all the time, yeah?
Yeah, there need to be the right people for it, though, Scott. I mean, we had Britney Spears here last week, and I don't think she would have been right for this.
You wouldn't have wanted Britney Spears on your intro, no?
I was thinking more down the lines of Alan Shearer or something like that.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, actually,
that blows your mind, doesn't it, Scott, that someone would rather have Alan Shearer than Britney Spears?
I don't understand it, I've got to be honest. I'll tell you who is coming in tomorrow. Greg Rutherford. Now, he actually was on at the Olympics in 2012.
All right, yeah.
Yeah?
Could get him. Okay. He's on Grimmie tomorrow, isn't he?
Yes, he's on Grimmie's show tomorrow because he's doing Strictly at the moment.
Yeah, that's
I
not
mean,
bad.
That's not a bad start, is it, Charles?
No, that's not a bad start.
All right.
Okay.
Got a fussy one here.
Doesn't want Britney Spears.
So moving this forward, I've got a week to sort out some kind of opening ceremony intro style thing for your tournament.
Yeah.
We'll get celebs involved as well. I think your mates would like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Imagine you could play it on like a big speakers or a big screen or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you just need a sort of minute long big opening, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Listen, we are going to do this, I promise you, okay?
Yeah.
We're not going to do our normal thing where we just bail. Or forget.
Yeah, we'll sort you an opening ceremony.
Great, great stuff. Cheers, guys.
We'll be in touch early next week, all right?
Yeah, that's great.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Greg James.
Hello.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
Oh, you missed a good Inuit Bingo earlier.
I didn't.
Oh, did you hear it?
I flippin' well didn't.
Did you blooming hear it, did you?
I heard it, didn't I?
Did you?
Only blooming heard it on the blooming radio. You're on the radio.
Does it go out everywhere?
Goes out national. International, in many ways.
Does it?
Yeah, FM, around the UK. DAB also, remember the shout?
Oh.
Quick dab, dab.
And on the...
Little dab. Dab, dab on the armpits.
Quick dab.
And then the internet, of course.
It's on the internet, it's on the World Wide Web.
So, it was a good one today. Thank you very much to Richard Osman and Alexander Armstrong for coming in. Always so smart.
I saw him in the green room, Osman. His hands are enormous. They engulf...
He's got the whole world in his hands.
The whole world in his hands.
Did you used to have to sing that in assembly?
Yes.
Was that your assembly tune?
Yes.
We did all sorts of tunes in assembly.
When was the last time you thought of that song?
I don't know. When I was about six.
Now, every time you see Richard Osman, you'll be like, he's got the whole world in his hands.
There was a tune as well. crossover the road.
Sorry.
Cross over the road. That was a tune
that was a good
back
one, actually,
at assembly as well.
From the tiny ant.
Oh, what was that one?
I don't know. To the elephant.
Rubbish. Yeah.
Not as good. Here's today's real or no real.
Good old fashioned Church of England school.
Tiny ant.
A contestant on the Danish version of the Great British Bake Off has been binned off for baking a bare bottom.
So a bare bottom instead of a soggy. Contestant on Danish version. Okay.
I'd quite like to see one of the other versions.
Signature dish, though.
Yeah.
That is a showstopper.
I do like when they try and match up the characters. So, like, you'll have your Danish Mary Berry and your Danish Hollywood. And they try and make them look the same sometimes.
Yeah. They should just wear Mary Berry masks.
Yeah.
Make no sense to anyone in
so
Denmark.
Do you think in Denmark it would get you taken off the show if you baked a bare bottom?
Well, it depends what the theme was. If the theme was anatomy.
Yeah, what would the theme be? Great question.
Yeah.
Because it'll be Showstopper this week we're going for. But then that is the problem with the show. They must be running out of ideas. I've thought that this series, actually, because some of the things they're made to do for the technical challenge are so like pastries and that I've never heard of.
Mm. Well, they just keep recycling the same stuff.
They can't do the same thing all the time, can they?
Radio 1's nearly 50.
That's true. They've
been peddling the same stuff nearly 50
years. I've
been
recycling for years.
Yeah. Well, it's good to recycle, save the environment.
It is. You know, the Danish one is where they have to jump in the lake when they get voted off.
Oh, really?
I think it's the Danish one. One of them, anyway.
Yeah, we should be doing that.
This
here,
sounds it sounds like the perfect mixture of the Great British Bake Off and Takeshi's Castle.
Yes, which is great. Is this real or no real, Chris?
No, the bottom, no, surely not. No real.
Greg?
I think probably real.
That one is no real.
No real. Although the Danish version of Bake Off came under fire after one of the contestants baked a bottom wearing a G-string, and that was for Macho Week. Now, you don't get that on the British version, do you? What's Macho Week?
Macho Week.
Macho cakes. Well, I'm imagining it's like two sponge mounds covered in flesh-covered icing.
Why are you imagining it?
And you can just imagine if we did it here, Paul Hollywood just absolutely tearing into it.
Candice, will you bring up your gingerbread story, please? I need a hand, love.
Yeah, can you come and grab my jumpsuit?
Okay, and next.
A baseball player has been rushed to hospital after giving an exceptionally hard high five.
That's great.
Now, I've never been a high fiver myself, but there's some people at Radio 1 that are massive fans of it.
I wonder if we've ever high fived.
Never.
I can't imagine a moment when you...
That's a good
question.
Should we do it?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, no, it'll be weird.
Come on,
let's do
it. I don't want to.
No, because you'll
miss. Please don't make me.
I reckon Scott will miss.
I'm not a big high fiver, but I've never high fived you.
I'll give you a quick one. Oh, no, that was awful.
That was awful.
Yeah, that was
right.
Much better.
The thing is, if we do it, I will miss.
I've got a high five.
No, but I'll miss.
No, we have to.
No, I'll miss.
Do you want to high five him over anything? Or
No. Don't make it more complicated. I don't like it.
Let's high five over an arse cake.
Yeah, it was quite good. Oh, it's better than yours.
Yeah, it was better than my
Thank
first,
you.
First
oh, that
time.
Was quite a moment. I've never high-fived.
Do you reckon if you high-five Richard Osman, it would really hurt?
I thought you tried that earlier.
Put you in hospital.
Or was it a handshake?
Just shatter your wrist.
I'm sure there was a high-five at the end of Innuendo Bingo.
I always give big tens at the end of Innuendo Bingo.
You do, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so...
It's your thing.
Is it possible to be injured and have to go to hospital after a very hard high-five?
Well, I'm stinging
a little bit.
Yeah. I think this is probably
real. He sort of spanked your hand there, didn't he, Greg?
Yeah.
Really went for it.
I wanted to make an impression at our first time.
I think this is probably real.
Chris?
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes, Russ Martin of the Toronto Blue Jays damaged his little finger on his left hand so badly that he needed stitches. Lame sport injury.
Oh, sorry, you know those assembly tunes we were just talking about?
Rosie's
tweeted, and this is so true, do you remember the Cauliflower's Fluffy? One.
I don't know that.
That
one.
That was huge at my watch. Yeah.
Is that a tune?
Cauliflower was fluffy and I'll have to Google that one now as well. Sorry to interrupt.
People will be singing. He's got the whole world in his hands all day now. Track of the day. Should be the track of the day.
Imagine that covered in the live lounge.
Who's this Richard Dunby? My God. I don't know. Yeah. Who wrote this? Yeah. I don't know.
It's the producer Jesus who. And next.
An Australian man has been awarded $1,200 by a fast food chain after his pizza order didn't arrive at his house.
Well, The customer's always right.
Do you remember, this is a massive who, if your pizza doesn't arrive before half an hour, you get it for free. Oh, don't do that anymore, do they?
They definitely don't, because do you remember we got pizzas in for the show recently?
It took all the show.
It took 3 hours for them to arrive, right? And we kept, every half hour, I'd have to call and renegotiate.
Not even a hint of an apology.
No, the first time I called to complain, they actually hung up on me. They were too busy right now.
Oh, he was getting so aggy as well.
You can't
he was
do
like,
that.
Like, too busy. Could you not hang up on me next time? Like, really angry Stark. I've never really seen it
Because obviously we can only talk when the songs were on. So every news, when that was on, I was ranting away.
Really
and I'm not really a ranter.
Well, not.
Clearly you are.
To them.
This is if pizzas are involved, maybe you are a ranter.
But when you're hungry and you think your pizza is really close, that's, you know.
Thing is, though, there's quite a few pizza places around here. You should have just got up and got one.
Yeah. Struggle's real.
$1,200.
Australian dollars.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, though. For
is it, though? Or is it one of them where it's like actually 5 pence?
Like lira.
Yeah. Oh. Or Bart.
But how's he managed to argue that? Because that's not worth the pizza. I mean, there's either a huge pizza order, isn't it?
That's going to be... They're taking to be down for that night. When, what was it? Well, it depends what he was ordering. If he was ordering a load...
That's what I'm saying. $1,200 worth of pizza and it never arrived, then he's rightfully claimed.
No, they wouldn't, they wouldn't give you that much.
Australia is a bit of a farce because it's so spread out. I mean, the poor... imagine being a pizza delivery guy in the outback.
In the bush?
In the bush. I mean, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'll see you on Tuesday.
Do you think that
it's Sunday lunchtime? Yeah, I know, but you're miles away.
No, but in the bush they wouldn't have pizza delivery.
No.
Okay, is this real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes. Yes. Tim Driscoll was awarded $1,200. That's 717 pounds, 27 pence after his pizza never arrived. Basically, he was promised a full refund. That never arrived either. So then he took legal action to teach them a lesson. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Well, I got 30, Greg got 20. But the real winners are everyone texting and tweeting in old school assembly songs right now.
Absolutely. It is kicking off.
It's really kicking off.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone, like loads of people on about the cauliflower.
Yeah, look,
as well.
Cauliflower's fluffy, cabbage's green, strawberry's sweeter than ever you've seen.
Indeed. Yeah. Is Alan Sugar on today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
The big one.
Oh. My favourite day of the year.
And his least.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's sort of, yeah, it is. It's love-hate. I love interviewing him.
It's so good when he's on with you.
And he hates me.
He doesn't hate you, I don't think. Why does he keep coming on then?
Friendly hate.
Yeah. But when is he on? 5 o'clock?
It's sort of 20 minutes a year that we both put up with for the greater good.
Yes. I really enjoy
so
it.
So good.
5:10, you'll hear that today.
Okay. The Scott Mills Daily. Back tomorrow for the last one of the week from 1 on BBC Radio 1.